Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Mike Green. Since the Oregon Shakespeare Festival hired its first executive director, William Patton, in 1953, there have only been four executive directors in OSF's illustrious history. Patton served for 42 years until 1995. Then Paul Nicholson served as executive director from 95 to 2012. Then Cynthia Ryder took the reins in 2013 until 2018. Then it was David Schmitz from 2020 to 2023. And now, as the OSF turns 90 years old, it welcomes Gabriella Colicchio officially as its fifth executive director. And joining me on the exchange this morning is the aforementioned Gabriella Colicchio. Congratulations and welcome to the exchange.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Well, you're making history here in Ashland, so tell us about your story, your history, and the journey that led you to our neck of the woods.
Absolutely. I am so honored to have been appointed the fifth executive director for Oregon Shakespeare Festival. I'm thrilled to be here. I started out in the theater as a young girl. I grew up with a father who was a playwright and a translator of Italian to English plays. And he often tried his plays out in local groups in our tiny town in Vermont, where I grew up. And so I spent a lot of my childhood sitting in the back of the theater, pretending to do my homework and watching the rehearsals that were going on stage. So I always knew I wanted to be in the theater. And as a young girl, I didn't know that there was any other option except for to be an actor. And I did love acting. So I went to Bard College, where I majored in drama and dance. And then I spent about 7 years traveling and studying theater all over the world, in the UK and in Australia, and doing pub theater and acting and teaching theater. And when I came back to this country, I was working for Harvard University, and I was working in their box office. And at the time, they would pay for you to get your graduate degree if they didn't offer it, for you to go somewhere else to get it. And so I went next door to Lesley College, where I got my master's in arts administration and education. I forgot the little part where I decided at the age of 28 that I no longer wanted to be an actor, that I wasn't hungry enough for that, but I really did want to stay in the theater. Oh. So from that point forward, I was very, very careful about the jobs that I chose and the trajectory that I was on, because I knew I wanted to run theaters. And in 2003, I was introduced to OSF on my honeymoon. And from that point forward, I knew that at some point in my career, this is where I wanted to end up.
Well, it sounds like a great place to spend your honeymoon. And we're glad you're here.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, you also have a background in children's theater and ballet and Walt Disney Family Museum.
Yes. Yeah. So it was, you know, all of those were a mixture of luck and chance and I guess a little bit of hard work. But my first executive director position was at Diablo Ballet, which was a small boutique ballet company in the East Bay, in the Bay Area of California, in Walnut Creek. And it was a great opportunity because it was the first time that I was forced to learn all aspects of an organization because it was so small. I think we only had three full-time staff. So I had to learn everything there was to know about marketing, about development and fundraising and finance. So it was a great immersion into this world. And from there, I went to Marin Theater Company in Marin, California, in Mill Valley. And I spent almost 7 years there as the managing director and really loved it. That's where I met my husband. He was an actor. And from there, I went to the Children's Theater Company in Minneapolis. Unfortunately, I arrived right as the 2008 recession was taking hold. So those were some tough years. But we got through them and left the organization in better shape than what we found it.
Excellent.
And at that point, we knew we wanted to come back to the Bay Area to raise our children. And so I just was lucky, and I was appointed as the CEO at the Walt Disney Family Museum. And this was a museum that was founded by Walt Disney's only surviving daughter at that time, Diane Disney Miller, and her middle son, Walt Disney Jr., or Walt Disney Miller. And they founded this museum, which is really just a credit to their father and grandfather. I don't know if you've been, but it's an amazing space. And then when the position came up at the county to be the director of cultural services, it was time for me, I felt like, to give back to the community that I was living in. And I really felt that the government should play a larger part in supporting the arts. And that was my goal in taking that position, was really to get the local government to be more supportive financially of the arts, to raise the profile of the arts in the community, and to find a permanent funding source for the arts.
Well, it sounds like
it's been a great 10 years.
It sounds like you have a great background that's going to benefit the OSF. And just so I know, that you probably know this, but the OSF is not only a powerful regional economic engine with an international brand here, but it's also a powerful driver of diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts throughout the region. I know you're just getting started, but do you have any initial thoughts about the value and priority of DEI efforts at OSF internally and externally?
Yeah, I mean, that's an interesting question because I am just getting started, but I am working very closely with Anya Naya Muse, who heads up what we call IDEA, which is essentially our DEIA efforts. And I know that there has been a lot of work in that arena and that there is still a lot of work to do. And I think and I hope that we're at the point where when we think about equity, diversity, inclusion, access, that not only do we call it out as a program, maybe initiative, but that it is actually at the point where it flows through everything that we do, that is the lens that we use when we think about programming, that is the lens that we use when we think about hiring, that is the lens we use when we talk about our audiences and our patrons. I hope and I think that OSF is at that point, and that doesn't mean that the work is done by any means, but I think that it is integrated enough in the culture that it is there for good and for the future. For me, it is essential. It is essential to work in an environment that is inclusive and welcoming and open to everyone, where everybody feels a sense of belonging. What else can I say about that? It's been very important to me for most of my career, but certainly in the last decade at the county, I've done a lot of work ensuring that the arts organizations in our community have the benefit of communal training in this area, and that people are collaborating and working together and holding each other accountable for certain standards when it comes to this.
Well, Gabriella, you get to lead the OSF into its 90th production season and beyond. What can we expect?
A lot of excitement. No, I mean, a lot of excitement for me. It's really thrilling to be here and to work with Tim Bond and the staff and the board. What can we expect? Well, I can tell you that I would say that we are really on that upward swing out of what was a very rough financial time for the organization. I think that in the near term, the public and our patrons and our donors can expect a sense of combined leadership and a commitment to the art and to excellence in the art and the work, and a commitment to finding a way to make this organizational sustainable. And everybody wants me to say sustainable for the next 100 years. I don't think that's realistic. Who knows what it's going to look like in 100 years.
Right.
But I can say that together we will make this organization not only sustainable in the next 10 years, but we will move it forward in terms of the kinds of ways that we think about the work, we think about our audiences, and we think about innovative new ways to make sure that everybody has access to this art.
Well, it looks like the curtain is coming down on our time for today. But we do look forward to more conversations to come. Again, congratulations, Gabriella.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Mike.
That's the new OSF Executive Director, Gabriella Calicchio. This is the Jefferson Exchange.